We love the Bow Guys.
Because
We
either
love
way,
the
you're
Lloyd
gonna get.
Guys.
Here's the thing.
Go! Don't
Either
forget, we love the Mo Guys too. Can't forget those guys too.
Right.
They all played here.
I'm kind of a Mo. You know, it occurred to me when I was writing this. I my freshman year was Bo's last season, so I'm kind
you're a
of
Mo
a,
guy.
Yeah.
And I was and I was my first year here. My first fall was '93, so I was here. I was split. I was a you know basically a perfect split between Moeller and Lloyd.
And see, my thing is, look, I really, in a grand scheme of things, because like I didn't play. I don't have a dog in fight. I don't really care. The only part that I care about is, you know, you look at these percentages. You have the loyalists that are 20%. The Bow Clan is 15%. It's amazing. And that I don't know if you would go this in depth, but the impact that 35% has on the rest, on the Cotton Picking Blues, on all the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of fans draw their perspective on the program from what guys that used to play in the program think. I mean, if those guys think positively about the program, I think it's pretty clear that a lot of fans will as well. If they think negatively, that really impacts what a lot of fans think also. So I only care about it from the standpoint of how it impacts the program today. Those guys can fight till they're blue in the face. And you know, as long as it doesn't affect the program, who are we to really say or care about it?
It's a great point, Sam, though, about their influence. You know, who do you listen to at a cocktail party? You know, if talking about you talk to former players, they have interesting stories,
no question.
And you respect their opinion because they played, and that's interesting, very interesting.
And they are the ones right now. If you're looking for a voice outside of the current program, they are the ones that a lot of people lend a lot of credence to what they say, because you just expect that because they played, that gives them more perspective. Because they have ties to the program, you suppose that it gives them more perspective. They can speak more knowledgeably on what's going on with the program. So you lend credence to that. And when they say things that aren't so positive, it's like, well, whoa, things must really be wrong.
Absolutely.
You know, and if that continues, then you know Michigan will have a problem. If they win games, like you said, though, maybe that delineation will no longer exist.
Well, hopefully, guys, we can get also to a point where no family ever goes without family quarrels. I'm sure that in 1996, there were issues. In 1999, every year, there was always some little thing here or there. But something that's always happened at Michigan is that we always handled these things in-house,
no
quietly, not in the media, not going on TV and saying, I'm a Lloyd guy or whatever, going to newspaper reporters and airing your dirty laundry. These are things that were handled behind closed doors, and no one ever really knew about it. I'm sure that there were plenty of former guys. We hear about it after. Ty Law, Amani Toomer, these are guys that have had issues with the program when they were here or when they left. But those things were all handled, for the most part, very quiet, and we heard a little trickle here and there. In the last 3 years, it's been very loud.
And you know what I've noticed, and Greg, I don't know if you noticed this on your site, but and certainly on the radio, a lot of people are saying, wow, now that I know all of this stuff, it really skews your perspective as a fan. You almost don't enjoy it as much when you know the sordid details. And that's one of the byproducts of when you know everything that happens in a program, you don't just know the good stuff anymore.
Right.
Now you know the bad stuff too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? When you're struggling, that stuff's going to come out more. You know, it's going to come out. It's going to leak out. And you're right, though. There were people who made a intended, decision to be loud about it. And let's hope that doesn't happen. As far as I know, I haven't heard anyone too vocal in, say, the Bow Camp or come out with a lot of dissatisfaction. You may have heard things, a text or two, but hopefully they're going to take that course as Ira described.
So you had a lot of, this is more feedback on a story for you or a blog entry in a while. You had a lot of feedback. Was a lot of people trying to figure out where they fit? Is that kind of how this went? People trying to figure it out, or I don't want to be in that category, so I better change my attitude and put myself in a different category?
I think we like to talk about ourselves. People do. And hey, this is kind of a DNA map for Michigan fans. And yeah, I did get a lot of response for a post that I put up Friday night, which is typically
a lot of retweets. I did notice on the Michigan Twitterverse, a lot of retweets for this story. So a lot of people talking about it.
I think a lot of people want to stand up and be counted, and I'm this, I'm that. And a lot of people said, hey, I'm mostly this, but a little bit of that. And I think it lends itself to, yeah, of course there's overlap here. And I intentionally put very specific percentages just to kind of drive the conversation. It's probably ranges. There's overlap. A Venn diagram for diagram Nicks out there is probably more effective here. But, I thought it would be fun to drive the discussion.
Well, it certainly was, and helped drive one here amongst us. And like I said, it'll be interesting to see what this chart looks like next year or in the years to come. Now that we're in the Brady Hoke era, you know, wins certainly have a way of changing the dynamic of this fan base. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes, Ira.
Greg, how long?
Pragmatist over there.
That's right. So, Greg, how long is this championship run going to be need to happen? How quickly do we need a championship run to reunite these factions?
Oh boy,
that quick?
I think there's going to be patience for the first couple years, and given that Rodriguez got three, I don't think anyone expects. I think Hoke's going to get more of a chance than Rodriguez. I guess if you're asking me that, I'd be very surprised if anything happens.
That came back. It was a question. Actually, an email question just came in, so I want to throw that at you. And one other thing before we wrap up this segment. So while you guys were talking, the guy you worked with on this, Craig from Hoover Street Rag, retweeted something I thought was really interesting. You guys might like this. Three Michigan Heisman Trophy winners, right? We all know who they are.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tom Harmon was recruited by
Harry Kipke.
And he won his Heisman playing for?
Fritz Kreisler.
Desmond was recruited by?
Very wow. Interesting. Yeah.
That is interesting.
Recruited by Bo, won it for Mo. And then Woodson was recruited by Mo and won it for Lloyd.
Very interesting, Craig.
So Denard wins his Heisman Trophy, coached by Brady Hoke after being recruited.
That is funny stuff. Yeah. That is funny stuff.
I'm going to give Craig retweeted that one.
That is good stuff.
Well, you see why I reached out. He's got a very interesting and unique perspective on things, and that's why I reached out to him to help out. And he certainly did. And the other thing is, and I've pointed this out, is all of the blue blood, all-American Michigan players who became coaches either were fired, let go, or resigned, in quotes. That's Bump Elliott, that's Benny Oosterbaan, and that's Harry Kipke. So for those people, you know, pining for Harbaugh, that historical mm-hmm. trend was not so hot.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Well, that's the kind of perspective you can get on mvictors.com, so be sure to check it out. Greg Dooley is his name. Great contributor, not only to this show, but also to Go Blue Wolverine Magazine.
And don't forget the Key Bank Countdown to Kickoff.
And the Key Bank Countdown to Kickoff. So wearing a lot of hats, Mr. Dooley is these days. 9:24 on a Monday, we have to get to a break. Coming back on the other side, going to switch gears, talk some Michigan hockey. Michigan assistant hockey coach Billy Powers here on the Michigan Insider. Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.